Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
The art of political forecasting, one of the most closely guarded secrets of the modern era, with each forecaster being equal parts academic scholar, marketing expert, and sports handicapper. Meet Don Reddy, political forecasting maverick, known for his unorthodox approach and eccentric view of political probabilities. I traveled to Don Reddy Analytics just outside of Washington, D.C. to speak with Don in hopes of gaining some insight into the method of his madness.
So let me ask you, like, your job is to be essentially a handicapper for political horse races.
Which is basically every political, I like to call it polytickle, because it tickles our imagination, and it is a horse race. Everything's a horse race.
Well, not it.
Well, just about anything, going home in traffic. If you and I are home, we're competing to get home. It's a horse race. Politics are no different than sports. I know people talk about sports. Politics is sports for smart people.
Politics is sports for smart people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb politicians who get elected.
Just kidding.
It's okay. I don't take that personally.
I'm sorry.
We're just having witty repartee. I feel like you're describing zero-sum competitions. Like, there can only be one winner. A zero-sum game can only have one winner.
Right.
If you're not winning, you're losing.
You're losing.
Politics is a zero-sum game.
Exactly, and it's... the good thing about it, the one thing that...
Did you see Beautiful Mind?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I loved that
movie. He had a game theory.
Where everyone has a game theory in the movie. And
yes.
He did got a date.
Yes.
About getting a date.
Yes.
And you go after the woman that's not the prettiest.
That's what you took away from that movie?
Yeah. So the thing about politics, polytickle, is the enormous excitement you get, because it all boils down to one night. This is all happening. It's like sports. It's what, like, you know, there's the college basketball. There's the Super Bowl. I could name about 20 other competitions in sports, but I'm not going to, because that's not what I'm talking about.
Talladega. The Masters.
The US Open. The British Open. I know others.
Wimbledon.
I know Wimbledon. There's the...
NBA Championship.
The Andy Williams Open. Tour de France. Olympics.
Look,
what about the Olympics?
It's loaded with competitions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's your point?
My point is, politics is the same way. It's got competition ingrained into every race, and every race is different. Just like a bobsled race in the Olympics is different from the luge. The luge is different from a bobsled. A senator from Wyoming is going to have a totally different race from a senator in, say, Wyoming, the other Wyoming race. For
like
senator.
Another district?
Yeah, in another district, it's going to be different.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. There's no argument here, Don. I'm just trying to understand.
I don't want to argue.
I feel like you're giving me the 30,000-foot view of what you do for a living. And I think
right.
I understand
okay.
that you handicap politics, which are essentially horse races. We're in agreement.
The French Open.
French Open is a
That's an example.
Sporting event. So maybe you could pull up, I don't know, like a race that's coming up in November.
The Masters. Did you say the Masters?
We said the
yeah,
Masters.
Okay, right.
Like a sporting event.
Here's Cedric.
Opening day would be a...
Put up the Montana, state of Montana. This is
oh,
the
wow,
state
that's a
of
big
Montana.
Board. So these are all the districts that are going to have elections in November.
Yeah, there's about 40, maybe 41, maybe 10.
But I count 10.
10, yeah. Now, I bet you didn't know this, but Montana is the fourth largest state.
After Texas, California, and Alaska?
Alaska. Yeah.
Do you know what's bigger, Illinois or New York?
Third, I would say New York. New York?
Illinois.
Illinois. Right. Yep.
You're not as...
No, I got it. I got it. Indy 500.
Another race.
Yep. So you see all the districts here, and there are red and blue. You notice they're red and blue?
So blue would be?
Blue would be a Democrat.
Blue would be Democrat.
Democrat, and red would be Republican.
Okay.
All right. So you notice there's a lot of red in the western portion.
Oh, now why?
Because a lot of people are ranchers in that area. It's a big ranch country, so ranchers like to shoot.
Ah, so the gun
right
issue.
To bear arms.
Right,
it's
to
a very
bear
big
arms.
Hit. That's what I mean about races being different. In Montana, it's about guns. Maybe in Illinois, it's about...
Well, certainly western Montana, it's about
western
guns.
Western Montana.
But like Helena or the urban areas...
Helena is all about transgender issues, things like that. They're still talking about the Unabomber there. It's Unabomber talk. Because he lived out there, yeah.
There's issues.
Yes, whether or not you should be able to mail things or things like that are on the ballots of several Billings and Grand Rapids.
Missoula. I see Missoula.
There's Great Falls.
So there's like a referendum on being a Unabomber in Montana this November?
Yes. It's an issue that's considered constitutional, the right to mail
explosives.
Falling
under which amendment? The same as the right to bear arms?
It's free speech. It's
free speech
to send firecrackers and, at the very least, a small grenade. What my job is to figure out how people are going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Freddie, bring in those cups. Yeah. Now, what we like to do... Yes.
Okay.
We do a lot of analysis, but mostly we like to use what we like scientifically call these cups. Now there's red and blue cups.
Okay.
And we put them side by side, and a lot of times, Freddie, you do the other one.
Now.
You go cup. See now the Republican won that one.
Repeat this experiment again.
I'm
trying to understand what's happening.
Side.
Okay, you have,
and we try to get a rhythm going, and then the third one, the first one to go down onto the table, is the winner.
So, you're holding a cup, and I'm holding a cup.
Yeah, you
in this case,
Freddie, give him the cup.
Thank you, Freddie.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's get a rhythm going. Cup. Republican won.
Because why?
I was more adamant about my issue, and you weren't as adamant about it. So that means it's sort of transference, a sort of resonance, if you will, that transfers onto Montana. And it's, believe me, I know it sounds kind of strange.
It sounds like witchcraft.
No, it's
voodoo.
Not. It's not. Because a lot of times people use cups as a divining rod for statistical
analysis.
But
what are all these researchers here doing? Like, if you're essentially deciding the election on a coin toss or a cup toss, what's the point?
Sheila over here is... We ran out of the blue and red, so she's coloring some of them. We bought white
but cups. I see, like, three she's laptop stations.
Yeah.
And I see people handing you papers occasionally with bar graphs and pie charts on them.
Well, those are like statistics about voting issues and demographics, but that's not really the gist of what we're about.
So on the actual day of the election,
we get the cups out and we do a final cup tally.
So you predicted, did you predict Trump, for example?
No, we didn't predict Trump, but we did predict he would be one of the contenders.
So you predicted him in the primary?
No.
What did you predict?
Once he won, we predicted that he would be competing against Hillary. That was a cup issue.
Once he won the Republican primary,
you predicted
that he would be going against Hillary Clinton.
Yes, that was one of our
But
triumphs.
She was Had she already been selected as the Democratic nominee?
Yes, yes.
So then you're not eliminating any other variables.
We had...
Bernie was out.
Bernie was out, yeah.
So what did you...
The Cups predict? Clarified the positions, and if you know, they stayed in the race. So we predicted that they would stay in the race.
A few weeks after our initial meeting, I discovered that Don Reddy had been poached by tech giant Google. He was being offered a position to serve as a predictive markets forecaster. I eagerly accepted his invitation for a campus tour and a look at his new career of targeting consumers instead of voters.
So you're here at Google. You've been hired by Google.
Don is ready.
I'm sorry?
That would be a nice name. Don is ready.
Don is ready.
Yeah.
Or you could write
writing that down.
For your company name.
Don is ready. We don't quite have a name yet.
Well, I looked you up to see where you were lately, yeah. And Don Reddy Analytics brought up Oakland.
Great.
So you were working here for Google in some research
facility. I made
them facility.
Put Oakland down right when you type it out. Don Reddy, Oakland. So
you
they can find me.
You made Google do that, or you made... I'm unclear what you're talking about.
I was able to get some techies from my staff, my mm-hmm. stable, mm-hmm. to put Oakland in the Google search my name came out.
Maybe you can show me a little bit of what you do here.
Okay, now in addition to sitting here and having a nice indented ergonomic chair, so here's what I do. You see all these charts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're on
a big whiteboard.
Yeah, that's somebody else's
digital.
Charts.
That's a digital board.
That's
those aren't the charts?
No. We deal with the computerized data searches. You know how people advertise and retarget their advertising based on what the searches are? I've told them I can do.
You've decided that you could make them more accurate. You could make them retargeting.
Retarg.
You say retarg?
That's pretty good. Retarg.
But you say retarg?
We're mentally retargeting people.
Right.
Yeah. So we're mental retargs.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You're
okay. So the thing about this is, you, like, say, why don't you do a little search here?
Right.
I'll just show you some
retarg?
Of the things I've told them I can do.
You're going to get you're going to retarg
I'm
going
to retarg this.
Okay. All right. So I'll just... normally what I would do is I might go to like BBC News and just see because I like their news
feed. That's
so
right now that's porn.
In.
So we do a lot of advertising for like Pornhub or something like that.
Off of my
BBC. Royal Family.
Royal Family porn?
Yes. So obviously you like that.
I've never watched porn with the Royal Family or actors portraying the Royal Family.
Well, they can impose people's faces.
But I'm telling you, that's not my fetish. Okay, I have no interest.
So keep going.
Okay, so I'm just looking at BBC. Do you want me to tell you where my eye goes?
Just
keystrokes.
Go where your mind is flowing normally, and I'll tell you.
So there's an article on Wired Magazine may go broke. So I'm looking at an article now on Wired Magazine.
Okay. Two broke girls.
Do you want me to respond to you, or this is your process?
No, I'm just sort of free-forming
okay.
here right now.
So, looking through that, and then there's actually a
you reading
NFL.
It?
I'm a Bears fan, so I'm going to click on a little NFL like draft predictions, like people predicting where the Bears will go after.
Boots.
Okay. And weather. I'm a big weather nerd, so I'm going to click on the weather here for Oakland and then back here in Los Angeles. So.
Okay.
LA.
Great, John Deere
and
tractor. So based on what you've done, I would give you, what I do is I go to the people here. I forget their names.
Coders,
yes. Now I would tell them, let's enact a sort of targeting or retargeting of your, every time you put up a search.
So now... Can you do it on this computer?
Yes, we can.
Can you get them to do that?
Yeah.
Because this is your computer. This is your facility.
Sylvia,
so
can you
I'll just
get
pretend.
That? Can you retarget that based on this? I'll show you the pad here. Okay, sorry, it's stuck in the wire. Okay, so.
Okay, so now
type it up.
Yeah, say it's 10 minutes later and I'm like checking my computer again.
Okay, so you see that advertising?
Going to my email. Okay, there's a pop-up ad right here.
Yeah, Silk Products.
Silk.
So you're interested in maybe
that's
silk.
Like bulk. Buy silk in bulk.
Yeah.
From Joann Fabrics.
Yeah, so well, it's Joann sort of like Fabrics, a hay bale of silk.
I understand what a bolt of cloth is.
Yeah.
But this is telling me, click here if you want to buy a bolt
of
silk.
Are you going to buy it? You're going to buy it? You probably
would
are.
I buy that?
Yeah.
No, I would honestly be like, it actually might catch my eye because I've never seen an ad for silk. Buying silk
See?
In bulk.
Exactly. So what my analysis said was
exactly?
that
you didn't
are,
predict it.
No, but you're surprised by things.
Yes, I am.
Obviously, you do BBC and Boots and
right.
articles on things.
Yes.
So you're open to new things.
To fabrics.
And that's what I target the silk to, are the people, not the conservative sort of searchers.
All right, so I'm going to go to my weather site. I'm going to go click on my weather, and let's see what pops up here.
Okay.
So I've left my email. Now it's spinning. Sorry. Computers are slow in here.
Yeah, yeah.
The pinwheel.
It's a lot of users here, so that's the problem. They're all competing with each other.
You'd think Google would have better Wi-Fi.
Okay, so this is a sycamore tree nursery.
Sycamore tree. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Well, this is in, okay, it's in Oakland, so that's sort of targeted.
And a biography
I am here.
Of John Elway. So that's
John Elway. I guess that's off the NFL?
Yeah, so
see, these are neither one of these ads. I'm getting a banner ad, too.
Based on the searches, you like nature and mountains. So a sports team that is in the mountains is the Broncos. So you would be nostalgic based on your age of John Elway. And you enjoy sycamore trees because you liked silk. That starts with an S.
But I didn't click on silk.
But you were going to click on it.
I did not click on it.
But
I found
it
interesting.
If you wanted to, you said it's really surprising, and I want to get it.
All right, Don. That doesn't make... All right.
So silk, sycamore trees.
Right. I'm going to click onto a porn site.
It's
just a random porn site. Give me a porn site.
Okay. Pornhub.
Okay. Pornhub.com or
.org.
.org.
Okay.
It's a non-for-profit porn site.
Yeah. There
Very
we go.
Very few of them.
Yeah. That's because you're considered...
Still spinning.
I know. Can we get this faster, George?
Okay.
No? Okay. He doesn't know.
Okay, it's coming up.
Okay, great.
Now it's all banner ads. Usually these things have like sexy women saying, call me, but this is...
No. The org ones are more about read a book while I'm giving you a handy. Right.
So this is an ad for... Okay.
Okay.
There's an ad. There's a big old banner ad taking up
Simplex
the top third
two.
Of my screen. Simplex 2. Is that for awareness on herpes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
But that would apply to anyone. That doesn't reflect anything I've searched in the last 5 minutes.
It kind of has. Because the royal family has a high degree of herpes.
You.
Well, no.
You
BBC,
suggested the
royal family. It's like they go hand in hand.
All right. A lot of venereal disease in the royal with the royals.
Yeah.
Okay. That sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
But if I click off that.
Okay.
And there's another banner on the bottom third.
Okay.
Four.
Is that loading? Another. This is a 3D When Harry Met Sally. DVD. Yeah. That makes sense, right?
I don't understand the logic of that because I do love that movie.
Yep, it's a great movie.
And I didn't know they were making it 3D.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I guess they're just reformatting the existing archive
yes,
they have.
Yes, the archival
They're not
movie.
Going out and shooting a new 3D. So, is this for a new 3D, Harry Met Sally, or is this for the old one being formatted into a 3D format?
I think it's the old one being reformatted,
okay.
But I figured you're
this is the first,
you're very nostalgic.
This is
you
the
like
first
the John
accurate
Elway.
Ad. I can honestly
yeah,
say
yeah.
that I would click on this. All right, so if I click on this.
And Simplex 2. And you like sycamore trees. And
okay, so now I'm going
family.
To a Harry Met Sally site to
Great.
Buy or a DVD site.
It shows you're interested.
I'm clicking in.
And
that, I'm off the porn site.
Afro wigs. Yep.
All right, what does that have to do with Harry Met Sally? No,
Billy Crystal has a bit of an afro.
Yeah.
And you obviously like Billy Crystal.
But I would never... Yeah, that seems See, wasted this is space.
It's very, very easy to figure you out. You kind There's of like... Thing. You kind of like the mountains.
There's
You're
an
very
ad
nature-minded.
Here to buy red and blue cups in bulk.
Yep. That's because you visited me earlier.
Right, but that seems like you're trying to
cups.
Get rid of inventory.
You obviously like those cups.
After a long period of radio silence, I was shocked to discover that Don Rennie had been indicted for his involvement with the Cambridge Analytica and their Facebook data breach. I traveled to a small federal corrections facility located just outside of dreamy San Diego to speak with Don and learn how he had landed himself in this situation.
I'm getting better. I'm getting a lot better because, you know, when you're in this stifling atmosphere, it just kind of like affects your, you know, your ability to imagine, do like I used to do. You know, the world was my oyster before, and now it's just, you know, I'm in a shell of a clam.
No, you were being hired by huge political action committees, and then Google, one of the wealthiest companies in the world, had hired you, and
yeah.
then you were somehow pulled into this Cambridge Analytica scandal, which all the details have not come out, but you have a date in court in the next year, I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm working on legal representation.
Okay.
I honestly, my case is, and this will air after the case, right?
Yes, we can hold it until after.
Yeah, I honestly thought Cambridge Analytica was a kind of a royal family, something to do with the royal family. So I thought, this is great. This is an opportunity to go overseas. There's overseas travel. I would be able to see possibly a low kind of
but
duchess
when you got there,
or maybe a duke.
Sure.
And then get them involved in this whole cup thing. Also the internet thing. Maybe silk. Because I do own some silk.
Yeah. From the
Yeah. So I just thought I led astray.
But when you got there.
Yeah.
Assuming you assumed it was for royals. And
yeah.
That's hardly believable. But I'll give you that. When you arrive.
I bought a polo mallet just for the old meeting.
Believe that. Yep. It's possible. But when you get there and you see that they're stealing data from Facebook users and you're in a big sort of dark web vibe room where they're being very covert about information and setting people up with false information, don't you at some point reject that, oh, this isn't about the royals. This isn't about the history of the Britain's leading family.
This is where I was even more confused because the British are very secretive. And I saw the dark, and I thought, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know, they want their privacy, or they say privacy. I don't know. So they're very dark, and they didn't have accents. That should have been you know how you look back on things and you realize, oh, I should have known.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, mm-hmm. And I thought, okay. I just was very happy to be there, and I just got caught up. I got swept up in the whole joy of the project. And I honestly, I think that's going to be my defense.
That you got caught up in the joy
of meeting
the
royal family and the project.
So you were holding out that Harry or one of them might come in?
If they had come in, I was just ready to jump at them. I would cover them.
That I'll be honest, that's a terrible defense in a court of law.
Why?
Especially.
Honestly, I'm open to whatever you say, but I feel Cambridge, you've heard of Cambridge, right?
Yeah, Cambridge,
yeah,
England.
It's Cambridge,
the famous university.
I rest my
Oxford case.
Cambridge, England.
But you were living and working with people who were telling people there's a pornography ring in a pizza place without a basement in the basement.
Yeah, and
you were locking people in their homes, accessing their security, and locking them in so they couldn't vote.
Yes, and
you were turning satellites away from people's dishes so they couldn't get up-to-date news and they were behind the news cycle.
I'm just saying, my mind was not thinking about that. I was a cog in that machine, obviously. I mean, I did what I was told. I was told to do some things like, you know, the DNC, I was told to infiltrate.
Find but some email?
Yeah.
Like a Podesta or somebody?
Yeah. But I thought, obviously... Well,
yeah, how do you think that has to do with the Royals? So if somebody from overseas says, oh, why don't you get into that Podesta email account? Here it is.
Because maybe the Countess or a Duchess would want to meet Podesta because he's in the government. So that was not beyond any reasonable thinker to say, hey, John Podesta, very high up in the government.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a royal, I would love to meet that guy.
Thank you for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Rich Fulcher. Sorry about the laryngitis this week, folks. Anywho, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes. As always, thanks to our producer, Cody Ziegler. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.